Yay, I am back to ramble some mo. Yeah, so I am gonna do moon star ghosts. Let's learn about you questionnaire, and it's mostly vanilla. Ah, oh, there's nothing vanilla about this. What you talk about, girl? If you can't already tell, I am just dosed with caffeine. Okay, so yeah, you're used to it. Okay, so first question is, when did you go through puberty? I started it when I was real young, about 9 or 10. I mean, it started pretty young. And have any embarrassing puberty stories to tell? Well, yeah, I do. In fourth grade, there was this one person, there was this little boy who pointed to my chest and like, "What are those?" And I haven't even started my period yet. But it's even embarrassing to have someone point to your chest and say, "What are those?" And I'm like, Well, being in fourth grade, you realize they are boobs, but then I just pretend like I don't know and just go, like that. Yeah. Number three, did your parents give you the talk about sex? If not, how did you learn about it? Well, yeah, they did give me the talk. Well, my mom did. Because when I was about 8 or 9, I was playing this little game with my Barbie dolls, with Ken and Barbie, and they were kissing, and all of a sudden I just took it to the left. Took it to the next level and say, what if Ken undressed Barbie? I'm like, okay, hey baby, I want to undress you. Oh, I just ripped off your Velcro top. Oh, I feel so exposed. And then my mom just came in, and she was like, "What are you doing? Come here right now. We're gonna have the talk right now." And so it was half awkward, but it was half. But the most awkward thing about it was she asked me, "Where did I get that from?" I'm like, "Well, there was this kid in class who talked about bodies rubbing and everything, and I wanted to know, what is that exactly?" So, yeah, that's. Yeah. Half. My mom giving me the talk wasn't that bad awkward, but it was awkward at first when she was a little ticked off at me because she never suspected her little girl playing Barbie, playing like that with her Barbie dolls and her Ken dolls. So, yeah. Number four, is there somewhere that you would never have sex? In my childhood bedroom, of course. Because look, the house that I used to live in, the house that I used to live in before I live in the house I do now, you had this really bright yellow wallpaper. I mean, it's like an ugly bright yellow. It's just horrible. And then you have these teddy bears all over the place. Stuffed animals, baby dolls, not the lingerie baby dolls. I mean, like the actual baby dolls. It's too cute. It'll make you throw up from too much sugar cuteness. Ugh. So yeah, I wouldn't want to have sex there. No. No, no, no. Nana. No. And number five, what romantic meal would you make for your specific other? Something Italian. I love Italian food. As much as I love Mexican food and Cajun food, oh my gosh. Italian food is mwah, magnifico. So, yeah. Okay, I know that's Spanish, but I don't care. I don't care. it's still awesome. Italian food is everything to me. Even though I'm not Italian, it's still good. Does really good things to your tongue. Okay, I'll shut up. Okay. Number six. Ever wet your pants as a child in public after you weren't in diapers? There was this one time in third grade where we were in music class, and then the music teacher had us all individually get up and sing the high note to this one song, the America the Beautiful. And I was horrible. At that point, usually I am not that mean, but that what in that point when everybody was getting up trying to sing the high notes to that song America the Beautiful, the up of the fruited plain, that there was this one kid who got up and he just did not even care to sing it. He didn't even bother to sing it. He was like, above the fruited plain. And I was laughing so hard. I was laughing so hard. Me and my friend, we were sitting next to each other, and I laughed so hard that I felt something gush under down there, and I'm like, uh-oh. Oh God, no. No. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, no. That's bad. Just And it was all because of that one kid who did not even bother to sing the high note. He just talked it. He just spoke it. He's like, above the fruited plain. You don't sing it like that. And I was just laughing so hard, and I was just practically peeing my pants. So, and I had to have two jackets wrapped around me. I tied up two jackets, and it made me look like I was wearing a skirt. And it was horrible. So horrible. Okay, and seven. Friend asks you to babysit. What do you say? We'll see. That's all I had to say. We'll see. We'll see. Eight. What was it like the first time you bought porn? You know, I haven't bought porn before, so I can't actually say or describe what it was like. Yeah. And, are you comfortable going into adult stores? Well, seeing as I've grown sexually mature, I guess I am now, but I don't go to them enough than I should. Because back then, when I was in 12th grade, about 3 years ago, we went on a field trip. And I wouldn't say that Spencer's is fully an adult store. I think it's just a novelty shopper. We went to Spencer's. We went on a field trip to go see the Shakespeare Festival in Montgomery. And so after the trip, we stopped by this mall. And we went to go look around, get something to eat. And I thought, and one of my friends had this really, really smart idea to go into this little quaint store called Spencer's. And so I thought, what could possibly go wrong? And we went back into the back of the store. I'm like, Oh my God, this went so wrong so quickly. And so once I saw all those toys, they're like, I don't think they look good enough to play with. And then I was just like, holy shit, let's get out of here. So back then, I wasn't. No, I was uncomfortable going into that store. And I. Even though I love my friends, I was still mad at them for making me go in there. I'm like, you didn't even have the nerve to tell me what was in that store in the back. And you knew all this time. Shame on you. But when I look back, it's hilarious as fuck. So yeah. If I have the opportunity to go to an adult store, I would not hesitate to go look. Ever. And ever had a family member walk in on you masturbating? No, not really. I would have somebody hearing me screech and scream and moan like a fucking banshee behind closed doors, yeah. And then one of my family members would mention that, yeah. So that's pretty embarrassing. Yeah. That's even more embarrassing. And when you were younger, were you ever at a movie with your parents and a sex scene was on the screen? How did you feel? Did your parents say anything? Well, there was this one time where me and my dad, we decided to go see this movie called Bad Teacher. And it was so awkward. It was the most awkward thing I had to go to. Because you see, there was this one scene where Justin Timberlake was humping Cameron Diaz. And me and my dad, we looked at each other, we were like, what the fuck is this? And we were like, well, that was awkward. Oh my God. Ugh, 'cause yeah, going to the movies is with your dad and then you see a sex scene like that? Ugh. Talk about awkward and just, I felt disgusting. I felt, ugh, I can't even describe how disgusting I felt after watching that. With your dad in the same room, right next to you, watching it with you. Ugh, that extremely awkward. If you had a chance, would you read your specific other's diary or journal? No. No. Because if I did, then I wouldn't have that much trust in them. And that would just wreck it. And yeah. So no, I wouldn't go through somebody's diary unless if there was something that was really, really going on. But other than that, no. All right. And your specific other planned a birthday party for themselves and invited their friends. You're the only one that showed up and they're feeling sad about it. How do you cheer them up? Well, oh, I would try and just take that person out and just take them out somewhere, like go to a restaurant or just stroll around, maybe go see a movie or do something fun, like go to an arcade or something. That's how I would cheer them up, 'cause hey, you got me. I could think of 100 things for us to do. I mean, if you want to go to an arcade, we could do that. If you want to go see a movie, we could do that too. If we want to go have dinner, I'm game for it. I'm all game for it. So it's up to you. I mean, how do you want me to cheer you up? I mean, I'd do it. Or maybe and stay in for the night and have a night full of blasting passionate sex. Yeah. That's worth breaking the sound barrier too. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Bunch of pauses. I'm sounding like William Shatner now. Or Christopher Walken, maybe. Okay. What do you notice first about the opposite sex? Or if you're into the same gender, what do you notice first? Well, me being bisexual, I would notice first about the opposite sex that they are handsome. Or rather, it's all about the same. That goes for the same and opposite gender. If they have a really good sense of humor and if they're willing to make me laugh so hard that I will start wheezing, or I would be on the verge of peeing my pants. Now that is something I love. I love a person with a sense of humor that is kooky. That is outlandish. Much like my sense of humor, I am very outlandish, very kooky, very random. Kind of childlike, maybe. Verging on childish. So, yeah. Yeah, I would like to find that kind of person with that type of sense of humor, matching with my type of sense of humor. Alright. So, what movie always makes you cry? Oh gosh. Possibly Boys on the Side. Because that movie is just awesome. By the end of the movie, I was just crying because, oh God. When one of them died, because the woman in that movie, she died of AIDS, and it was very sad, just very, very, very sad. I was bawling like a baby by the end. Oh God. And in school, if you saw a student being picked on, not necessarily a friend, but just a random student, what would you do? Oh, I made the mistake of doing that once. I was in second grade, and I saw this guy in the playground getting kicked around. He was getting kicked around, pushed around, beaten by these other two guys. And I went up to him, and I'm like, "What are you doing? Y'all better stop or I'm gonna tell." And they just told me to go away. Even the guy who was getting beat up told me to go away. I was like, "What, you like being pushed around like that?" Well, I thought it. I didn't say it. You know, I just walked away and just looked back and looked at him like, "Weirdo, like getting beat up? Freak." And so, yeah, I didn't really get that actually. And so I made that one mistake. But yeah, but then I did that same one that it wasn't a mistake. So I've done that with other kids, and then I would sit with them and ask them if they're okay. And they're like, "Yeah." So most of the time it's not a mistake, but just that one time when I was in second grade. Yeah. Can women do the same jobs that men can do? Oh yes, of course. If you're willing to put your mind to it and put your body into it, yeah, you can. Yes, you can. A million times yes. Yes. If you won $1 million, what would you do with it? Buy a house, donate it, buy a car, etc. These are j yeah, those are just some examples. First of all, I would buy some things for myself, things for my family, gifts. Yeah, just gifts for my family, for myself. Maybe some clothes and especially really pretty dresses. and some sex toys. Yes. Oh my God. I am in dire need of some sex toys, like you would not believe. Man, I sounded desperate. Yeah, so when was the last time you did something for someone out of the goodness of your heart? What was it? Well, there was this one time, it was recently, where they were holding this donation for the battered women and abused children thing. And I just thought, well, you know, my niece, which I actually look at as my younger sister, I look at her as more like my sister than I do as my niece. See, because she went through that kind of stuff, and I couldn't just walk past and not do anything about it. So I gave him some money and just, you know, yeah. What about the opposite sex do you wish you understood better? Why they get mad over nothing? And I bet they're wondering the same thing about us. Why we get mad over nothing. And I wonder about that all the time with my stepfather. It's just, I don't even know. He gets upset about everything. Almost everything. And it gets on my nerves. Gets on my nerves so bad. Yeah, so that's one thing I would wish I would understand better. It's why some men would get frustrated about certain things. And still you wouldn't be able to understand them. Would you be comfortable with going to a sex workshop with your specific other? Oh yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I would love to go to a sex workshop. That'd be awesome. Even going with my partner or my specific other. Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah. So, Your specific other is afraid of something and has to overcome it. How would you help them do so? Like fear of public speaking for job presentations and so on and so forth. I would just talk to them, just kind of like try and get them to relax just by talking to them. And just, you know, yeah, talking to them. What is your favorite sexual song and why? I've been saving up this answer for so long, and I think I've said it before, on one of the questionnaires. Oh, my questionnaire, I think, when I said this song that made me horny without fail. Oh, yeah, Do Me Baby by Prince. Prince is a master of writing sexy songs, and so is Marvin Gaye. But Prince is an all-out freak. My goodness. But my favorite song of his is Do Me Baby. Oh my God. Yes. Like I never done before. Oh, I want you now. What am I doing? I'm getting lost in a moment. Sorry. Why it's my favorite? Because that was one of the first songs where it made me tingle. It was back when I first heard it. It was in 10th grade, and I was instantly in love with that song. And right when the last 3 minutes came, and he was just moaning and groaning and whimpering. Oh God, I instantly melted. I melted so bad. It's so sexy, that song is. I'm thinking about listening to it in a little bit. Yeah. So 25. What is, yeah, 25. Reminds me of that episode from SpongeBob. Okay. What is the best way to heal a broken heart? Heart-to-heart conversation, a lot of hugs, chocolate, and basically, if you're very, very comfortable with them, maybe a makeout session, maybe? That's how I would look at it. Yeah. Yeah, that's pathetic, but yeah, that's pretty much how I would heal a broken heart, maybe. Oh, yeah. So yeah, I think I've rambled myself out here, but whoa, wait. I'm not finished rambling just yet. 'Cause I'm about to do another questionnaire that will blow your socks off. Well, not really. It'll still be me rambling and just being a loud mouth cloud cuckoo lander. Anyway. Yay! So on to the next questionnaire.